Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 462, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 4, Looming Thunder.
It aired March the 1st be with you, 2003. Written by Jackie Marchand, she back. And directed by Charlie Haskell. I feel like I've seen that name before, but I'm not 100% sure. But Jackie's back. Finally. She wasn't on last season, and I could feel it.
We could tell. If Jackie was around, there's no way a sing-song would have happened.
No, not on her watch. Not over her dead body. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm is pretty radical so far.
Yes.
Okay, yes, it is. I thought for a second maybe you didn't agree, and I was like, maybe we're watching different shows.
No, man, this is the raddest season so far.
So far.
Like, capital R-A-D, rad.
Yeah. This is like, man, oh, can you imagine if Rad Dad Bob Radler came back to direct an episode?
It would be too rad.
It would be too rad for TV.
Too rad, too furious.
All right, let's go watch Looming Thunder.
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
And we're back, and we just watched Looming Thunder, and the thunder,
the thunder stands for T.
Joshua R. Nichols, how dare you?
The R stands for Runder.
Look,
I woke up an hour ago.
I know. All right. Well, with all that, I mean, this, I was gonna say the thunder did loom technically in like a literal sense, in that it was around, but there wasn't really any thunder stuff. I can't wait to talk about the Thunder Rangers and these two other new boys. Who could they be?
you mean these two color coded new boys?
This new red and blue boy. Who could they be, Josh? Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. You can also do our classic feed. I don't know what I'm just going to say.
It's there. It's got some stuff on it. It's got some old stuff on it.
Yeah, you know, it's a classic feed. It is what it is. Also, we probably ought to put some of our old bonuses that have just fell into the ether back up on the website when you get a chance.
Someday, hopefully. We go back to I can go back to a 4-to-1 shift sooner than later, so I can have afternoons to like do this kind of stuff.
Yeah. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Yabuka Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod Thunder. I have to have done Pod Thunder by now. It's just regular podcasts, but they're cranked. They're just so cranked up. It's so loud. It's hard to listen to. Everything gets real crunchy. Your neighbors can hear the bass in the podcast.
Perfect for playing in your car, I guess.
I always wonder what it's like in those cars where your teeth are rattling out of your skull.
I think it's cool. in those cars it's just real machismo in
just
there.
Seems real awesome. I bet. All right, well, I mean, I'll never know, but if you don't leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would help us out a bunch. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh. For as little dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return. For $5 a month, you get early episodes, you get access to the Discord, you know, there's other tiers, you get other things. But mostly what you get is to help support your boys, Jake and Josh, and we really appreciate it. So, what we were going to do is read all of our patrons, all 150 of them. There's a lot. There's a lot of you maniacs.
That's the first generation of Pokemon.
I know. Oh, we should give everyone a Pokemon. What if we did that?
We'll do it in alphabetical order.
Yeah, so we'll just... So it won't. No one gets their favorites.
No. So what we'll do is we'll alphabetize the list of Pokemon and then assign them in whatever order Patreon has the patrons in. We'll just go down each list. I'm not going to alphabetize 150 Pokemon.
I'm sure you can just click on list of Pokemon alphabetical. And
probably.
I'm sure there's some way you can do it. Anyway, so we were going to read them all, but then Josh slept in until an hour ago. And so now we're kind of under the gun. So what we're going to do is record it on Monday, and you probably heard it two episodes ago if we pre-recorded it anyway. All right, everybody. This is us, and we're about to read 147 patron names and thank them all.
Cool, woof.
So, number one, in advance, thank you all very much, you maniacs. Number two, I will put a time code in the description if you would like to jump over this part. This is going to be in three different podcasts because this is all of our patrons. So if you're a Morphin Grid listener, a World Tour listener, or World Tour United listener, we thank you very much. And Josh, are you ready to jump in? Are you ready for this?
I think so. Hey, before we do this, first of all, I'm looking at the list and not the Hangouts call, so it's a little weird. I listen to Goosebuds still on and off when I'm like caught up on other stuff.
Yeah.
They put a thank you to like all of their patrons at the end of every one of their episodes.
I think that is unfeasible.
So the last 20 minutes of each episode is skippable.
A lot of places do that with like their major ones. I think, and this is, I don't want to come off as bragging, but I'm about to. We have a lot. Our like the amount of people that listen to our shows versus the amount of patrons we have is way disproportionate to every other Patreon I've ever seen that wasn't by actual famous people.
Yeah, you can't go on and like see how much money other people make now. I think they like hid that.
Oh, did they? Makes sense.
But there were a lot where we, even when we were still like new on Patreon, the average pledge per patron for ours was like way higher than anything else I was coming across.
Yeah, and it is extremely humbling, and we are very grateful for all of you.
So that is a modest humble brag.
Yeah. So
from your two favorite people, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, it's not necessarily a humble brag on us, but just the quality of our listeners. So first up, and again, this is in kind of a random order. We had to go digging to find the old way Patreon did it, but we found the old way and the order's random again, which I've gotten used to and like. So I'll start and then you do the second and we're going to bounce back and forth from there. Are you ready?
I've got it. Hopefully it's the same list. I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
First up, thank you, Grumpy Oscar Noodle.
Thank you to Petra T.
William Big 5. M, thank you very much.
And thank you, Patricia B.
That's my Auntie Patty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thank you, Auntie Patty. I don't think she listens to any of these shows. She's just supportive.
I feel like we have that exact same
every single time. Every time. Twice a year. Jack R., thank you very much.
And thank you, Joshua W.
Elliot L., thank you for being a patron.
Thank you, NanoCat.
Martin J., thank you.
Crimson Claw, thank you. You sound like an Inspector Gadget villain, and so I'm glad that we seem to be on your good side.
I'm glad you're putting that crime money to good use. Puncheroonie, thank you for being a patron and for your wonderful name.
And thank you, Stuart C.
Susie N, thank you.
Jackie M, thank you.
Greg G, thank you so much.
Clumily, thank you.
JBL,
wrestling commentator and Hall of Famer.
Let's not put that pox on this person. JBLI?
It looks like JBLI.
I think it might be JBLI. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Katie Z.
Scott M, my baby brother. Thank you very much.
This is basically just all your family members in here.
I mean, yeah, two is not this, all of them, but, you know.
Two out of 147 is basically
everybody I've ever met in my life.
Ann M., thank you.
The Manhattan, thank you.
Derek O., thank you.
Sam and Andrew L., thank you so much.
Thank you to Mirai B. Am I saying that correct?
I'm not sure, and I don't think we've ever gotten a confirmation one way or the other, so the mystery will continue. Michael L., thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That was that's a different one. That's a new person on the list.
Different second Mike. Daoud F., thank you so much, buddy. I know it's going to sound weird when you say it with just the initial.
Thank you, KD.
Not Katie.
Nope.
That's not it. Bishop J., thank you.
And thank you, Lewis O.
Robert H., thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean C.
And Terrence K., thank you.
And Luke L., thank you.
John W., whose name I read in the... If this is in the fourth episode, in three or four episodes, I'll read it. And we had to do it twice because I just read your whole name the first time and didn't even think about it.
Annie and Jonathan, thank you guys. Not just for pledging on our Patreon, but also like dealing with us on your own podcast, Annie. and guesting on our Pokemon podcast and dealing with us there as well. Yeah,
we're a lot. And H, thank you so much.
This is missing vowels.
I know how I think it is, but I don't know how. I want to know how you think it is.
Strenad. Thank you.
I would have gone with a Strenad.
Strenad.
But I don't think either one is immediately evident, whichever way it goes. Monica N., thank you.
Thank you, Digidarkness.
Locke, thank you so much.
And a very serious thank you to the very serious Lewis.
Christopher B., thank you.
Thank you, Eric from Time Force.
It's your picture and everything. Chris W., thank you.
And thank you, Robin L.
Sky Ertl, our good friend, thank you.
And thank you, Tammy.
Adam J., thank you.
Thank you, DeJeezy.
I think that's about right.
I think so, because there's one. The first one has one E, so it would just be the D.
DeJeezy. Yeah. This is a weird anthropological find for aliens in 500 years, is us trying to pronounce things.
Not to mess up our list, but you know what's crazy is that the only evidence of the 2020 Olympics is Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympic Games. Because they're moved to 2021 now.
That's weird.
It's going to be weird in 1,000 years when they dig that out of the ground.
Robert D., thank you.
Thank you, Dan R.
GD Solomon 30, thank you for supporting us.
Thank you, Guillaume B.
Nathan G., thank you.
Thank you, Taylor S.
Claire Mulcairn, former guest of one of our shows, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vateke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That seems right. Thank you.
Tanner V., another former guest of several of our shows, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say this full one because I don't think it's a real name, but I do want to give a big thank you to Buddy Good Boy.
a good name. And hopefully it's not your entire real legal name and we just doxed you in a weird way. Vigilant Emily from the Power Up Everything Nintendo and Beyond podcast, thank you.
And thank you, Brendan.
Severn, thank you.
Ben H., thank you.
Sean M., thank you.
Thank you to Morpheus M.
Shannon Maynor, thank you so much.
For donating in real life and letting us sell turnips in your town yesterday.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I only had a little bit, so I only really paid off my bridge, but hey, I got a new bridge.
Yeah, I only had 400 and I forgot 100 of them, but that's fine. She let me have some more.
I had 250. I don't have too much money. I haven't been playing correctly.
Thank you, Jordan B.
Hoops, thank you so much.
Thank you to Matt Squared.
Matt.
Thank you to the Mats.
All of you. Andrea R., thank you.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Justin M.
Lucas, also a Time Force Ranger.
Yep.
Is Time Force is really into the Morphin Grid. Or maybe they're into Pokemon. Who knows?
Number one podcast amongst Time Force Power Rangers.
2 out of 6 agree.
That's most of them.
1 out of 3 Time Force Power Rangers agree. Thank you, Adam W.
Alex C., thank you so much.
Thank you to Sam K.
And Portia R., thank you.
And Ashley R., thank you.
And Raymond, thank you.
Thank you to Nathan B.
And Griffin.
McElroy?
I don't know. Maybe the maybe the mythical animal?
Maybe.
Both would be pretty cool.
And thank you, Ian S.
So here's a problem with my brain is that I read that as Ian at the first blush, even though...
I was just about to say, we're going to get an email that this is pronounced Ian.
It's Ian, actually. I don't think there's any real Ians in the world. I mean, there might be, but I've never met one. And I don't know why that's the first way that I read that. Ellie A., thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheriff Jetsorian.
Matt J. from Super Sentai Brothers, thank you.
Thank you, Redemption.
JC of Earth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charles A.
Benny, thank you.
Thank you, Nightlight. Oh, let me say that so that you can
Spelling. Put the right stank on it.
Thank you, Knightlight.
I don't know if it's, do you pronounce the K? Noah K. You do pronounce that K probably. Noah, thank you.
And thank you to Chris L.
And Alan Sells. We always dunk on him during these. We do. But thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Warren W.
Raina J., thank you.
Thank you, Kate B.
Rebecca R., thank you so much.
And thank you, Michelle S.
And Riley H., our friends, thank you.
And thank you, Sam. From Clarissa.
And then the ladder hits. Yeah, no, yeah. I felt it. I could feel it when you said it. And he's got a big shirt on that has like neon air. It looks like a like a soda cup from a mall just airbrushed on him, but in pink.
Definitely bigger than any shirt Adam ever wore.
Definitely bigger than any shirt anyone else has ever worn in the world. It's a custom made septuple XL for this boy who climbs a ladder professionally.
I saw the like Clarissa Explains It All opening on Twitter. Someone just like posted like,
yeah,
remember this
the other day. Well, it premiered like, you know, 30 years ago this week or something like that, or 28 or how a long time ago.
If you made that show now, shot for shot, one to one complete, it would be a parody of a 90s show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot. We'll talk about this at some point, but a lot of things I'm realizing from the 90s are made specifically then to seem like parodies now, and it's amazing.
Yeah, like you don't have to make fun of it, you just make it again.
You just show it, yeah.
And you did it, you parodied it.
This is all to say, Christina W., thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan M.
James G., thank you.
John B., thank you.
Jeremy G., thank you.
Thank you, Alvina.
Cecil H., thank you so much.
Thank you, Charged Archetype.
Brogan Z, thank you. And thank you also, another amazing name.
Thank you, Daniel M.
Mr. Bibbs, thank you.
Thank you, Ken A.
And Alex H.
And Lewis A, thank you.
Adam C, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony C.
I panicked because I have no idea how that last name looked to me for a second because of dyslexia, but I was like, oh wait, we don't have to say it anyway. Who? Ryan W., thank you.
And thank you, Steph.
And Carson, thank you so much.
God, there's still so many. There's still so many on this list.
I know,
list.
Josh, and it's not going to end if you just keep lollygagging around.
Thank you, Matthias.
Ryan B., thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth B.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Daphne.
Megan M., thank you.
Thank you, James F.
Valerie M., thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Another Power Ranger, perhaps?
Look, there's nothing saying it's not.
The only thing is that it would, I think it would say cat.
You know, maybe she's incognito.
That's true. Now she's a grown up, so she goes by the full Catherine.
She's Catherine now, Joshua.
Just like when I hit 40, you can only call me Joshua after that.
I don't think so.
When you are 40, you can only be called Jacob. When you're old, it has to be your full name.
No, but I feel like I'm in trouble when people call me Jacob.
You're going to be in trouble all the time when you're 40. 40 is nothing but trouble.
Just nothing but trouble in the 40s. Mark S., thank you.
And thank you, Peter S.
John L., thank you.
And Cassidy C., thank you.
Stephen B., thank you so much.
David N., thank you.
Jonathan S., thank you for being a patron.
And thank you to Chris M.
And Ashley, thank you.
And thank you, Soulblaze.
Sounds like a radical battle bot. Cam B, thank you.
And thank you, Ryan G.
Adriana K? I hope that's how it's pronounced.
That's how I would say it.
That's how it feels like it should be, but I am not sure. But thank you, either way.
And thank you, Sierra T.
Sean K, thank you.
Is this a question? This one? Thank you, Am I Demon?
Oh, is that an I?
Maybe. It's either an L or a capital I.
I think you're right. And for the last, 5 years, I have read it as an I. That was a weird noise your throat just made.
It's, I
read it as an L, rather. Moki S., thank you.
And thank you, Mal.
And thank you, Mitchell.
And thank you to Matt Hoadley, whose whole name I can say.
Yes. Patron Zero.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon C., thank you so much.
Thank you to Fong Fu Master.
A Deer Fish, thank you.
And Mallory, thank you.
Kyle B., thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Nicole V.
Alberto Q., thank you.
Thank you, Midori I.
And thank you to Raiden A.
And finally, thank you to Matthew M. We appreciate all of you so much. We could still do it, but it would be much, much trickier without you folks. Thank you to all of our patrons, and sorry to everyone who doesn't want to listen to 20 minutes of us read and thank names. But look, we got to pay the bill. The bill was due.
Yeah.
Every season, we got to pay the bill. I don't think we have any emails because the season has not started airing yet. So I don't think we've gotten anything new for Morphin Grid. Nope. Unless you want me to read a thing YouTube TV sent me.
Oh, is there some good spam we can
unlock? Okay, this is from YouTube TV. Unlock 2 free weeks of award-winning YouTube TV. I doubt any of this won any awards that are good or matter.
They won Razzies.
The only thing that's showing is The Bachelor, and I would rather not watch that, given my druthers. There's also a movie starring Logan Paul, which I don't think you could actually pay me to watch.
What about $750?
Well, you know, it's only 90 minutes. I'd love to make $750 for 90 minutes of work.
A movie starring Logan Paul must huff the maximum butts.
I feel like probably. It's about in the future, everyone has to take, all the kids have to take tests. And if you fail, they send you downstairs to be eaten or turned into food or turned into batteries or something.
To watch Jake and Logan Paul on YouTube for eternity. Oh, God.
A fate worse than death.
We better be careful. They might challenge us to fights. So.
Look. Here's the thing. I'm going to straight up say right now, unless it's prison rules, I don't think I could take either of them in a fight. All they do is work out and make dumb YouTube videos. Their life is much easier than mine. If it's prison rules, I might have a shot. I'm scrappy.
I've never been in a real fight before, so I don't want to be the guy who got beat up by Logan Paul.
No, nobody wants that.
And so if you're going to challenge me to a fight, Logue, the answer's no.
The answer's go pound snow, Logue. Anyway, the only person we want to fight is Joe Rogan for the number one podcast spot.
2-on-1 in the cage.
Those will be prison rules. because we're in a cage already. What can they do to us? Anyway, would you like to talk about
disqualification in a cage match?
Nope. I mean, I feel like the double double has done that.
I mean, that was a Hell in a Cell, which has even less disqualification somehow.
I hate the WWE so much.
They're so fun to talk about because they're so stupid.
It's so wild that the number one, the most popular wrestling thing on the planet just sucks so bad at it. Constantly and unapologetically. Anyway, we're not here to talk about pro wrestling unless one of these episodes is about pro wrestling, which I would love. But this one is about dirt biking. So we start off on Dustin. Doing some dirt bike stunts. Maybe not stunts. He's mostly just racing. He's doing dirt bike laps.
I get this is like a practice, maybe like a time trial.
I think so.
And Kelly's there and she's like, "Woo, Dustin." And that's that's it.
And that's her most of her contribution for the episode.
There's like one more line later, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I also want to point out that they call it motocross and not dirt biking because they probably know a little better than
me. Yeah, motocross is the official X Games name that they use.
You're right. Or, it does sound.
I feel like they called it Moto X at first.
I hope they called it motocross and then decided to call it Moto X and then were like, that was lame, actually. Let's go back to motocross. There was also a Disney Channel movie called Moto Crossed about a girl who dressed up like a boy so she could do dirt biking. Was it on Disney? It might have been on Nickelodeon. It seems like a Disney thing, though.
I think that's a... Yeah, I don't remember that. I watched a lot of Nickelodeon because I didn't get Disney.
It feels very DCOM to me. I don't know. I remember it being good, but I also... This was at least 20 years ago, probably. Anyway... So then a red and dirt and blue dirt bike boy, there's two different ones. One is in red and one is in blue. This might be important. Maybe not. I guess we'll have to wait and see. They're like, "Are you ready?" Yeah. So they start racing too.
Yeah. They're like up, not on a cliffside, but they're like up over a hill, like looking down on the motocross course. And then they zip it. So I thought this was a race until they just like zipped onto the track, and Kelly was like, "What is that?" Instead of being like, "Hey, they're not in the race.
That's illegal. You can't be in. You can't just join a race in progress.
You can't join a race halfway through the last lap
and then be like, 'Well, I won because I finished first.' Well, no, technically you're four laps behind or whatever. Blake and Hunter, that's their names. They race real hard. And I think Dustin ties with them, or they just barely pass him.
They pass Dustin right like across the finish line. Dustin's about one moto cross behind them.
Okay. And so Dustin goes back over to Kelly. He's like, "Oh, what, you know, where'd they come from?" And she's like, "I don't know." And that might be her final line in the episode.
Yeah, she's like, "I would remember how fast they are."
Yeah. And then Dustin's like, "Well, I'm glad that I'm not racing 250s and I like, this might be real motocross stuff that just means nothing to me, but I appreciate that
it's CCs like Mario Kart.
Okay.
I think that's what it meant. I think that's what they meant.
Maybe. I just like that they say it with the confidence that it's a real thing and about dirt bikes. And so I don't really question it. I was just like, okay. Yeah, it's a good thing you aren't Dustin for some reason, I bet. So Dustin goes up and introduces himself, and I really like this. He just like goes up and he's like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Dustin. I haven't seen you guys around here before." Yeah. And they're like, "Yeah, we're from upstate."
Yeah, he goes up there. He's like, "You guys are fast and cool. Where are you from?" And Hunter's like, "It doesn't matter where we're from."
Hey, can we talk about how much there's clearly a better one?
Oh, you mean Blake.
How Blake is clearly better than Hunter, just like top to bottom.
Dustin goes up and introduces himself. And Blake's like, "Hey, I'm Blake. And this is my brother, Hunter."
Hunter.
And I'm like, "Oh, you're Blake, your accent, buddy. You gotta..."
My favorite thing is, and Tori is also garbage at this, is there are certain things that they just can't say without the accent.
Yeah.
I rewatched a little bit of the last episode so I could get some pictures of her yelling as a robot. And when she's outside yelling and like jostling the man, and she's like, move, she's like, Merv. She Merv. Puts that R that Australians and New Zealands put in their O's. I don't know where it comes from, but I love it. But like, she's mostly fine, but then she has to yell. And so all pretense of not being from right. New Zealand is gone. And Blake's, it dips in and out. Hunter's fine at it.
Hunter's
from what
is
I can tell. He also talked less.
He doesn't say a lot, and when he does, he's like super Shadow the Hedgehog about
he's
it.
Very Shadow the Hedgehog. But they're adopted brothers, as we find out. And Dustin's like, cool.
Yeah, because they're like, we're brothers. And Dustin is like, you two?
Because they like clearly look different. Just like toe to tip. It's a good thing they're not related, because then Blake might accidentally get Hunter's terrible hair. Hunter's hair is the worst hair I've ever seen, and we watched a whole season with Merrick in it last season.
Have you? I have a question. His hair, like, maybe it got me here somehow. I don't know how. But, okay. Have you ever worn like a big motocross helmet?
Briefly.
Because I've never put one on my head. Is it a thing when you take it off that you have to open your mouth and go like, ah? Because both Blake and Hunter did that when they took their helmet off. They like stretched their jaw. Like
maybe because it's so tightly packed in there to keep your face and brain protected from, you know, dirt bike accidents.
When Hunter took his helmet off, it looked like he was taking off his own head. It looked like it
like
hurt him so bad.
It looked like he hatched out of his helmet.
It just looked like he was in so much pain.
Anyway, so he's like, do y'all want to ride later? And then he gets beeped. He's like, never mind, actually, I need to go. And they're like, yeah, cool. And so Dustin leaves. And then he gets to the woods, and he's like, oh, am I late? Like, dang, I can't believe I missed this again. Or I'm late again. And then Zackies attack him just in the woods. And there's not a lot of a fight, because it's like 12 Zackies to 1 Dustin. And so they, like, get him on the ground. They have their swords all, like, crossed over him. Like, they're going to cut him up into, a cake amount of slices.
Just slice him up like the laser in Resident Evil.
Yeah. And then in comes Tor and Shane on ninja dirt bikes. They're called the Tsunami Cycles, as we'll learn in a minute. And they're pretty cool.
They look really cool. They're covered in lightning bolts
all over the place.
I think I figured out where Pokemon got the design for Mega Manectric from. It's the Tsunami Cycles.
Yeah, there's just a lot of lightning bolts. The fronts, the colors are obviously color coded, and the fronts are like a little bit different depending on like the design on the front of it. Depends on who the rider is, but other than that, it's just like lightning bolt. They're not too big and clunky, which I really like. They're just like kind of regular motorcycles.
Yeah, with like some extra fins coming off of them.
Yeah. And so they like knock the Kelzaks away, and then Cam comes up, and he's like, yeah, these are the new dirt bikes. I told them they weren't ready, but nobody listens to the guy with glasses.
Yeah, Cam comes up behind Dustin, and Dustin sees him, and he's like, oh, hey, Cam.
He's like, oh, hey, Cam, what are you doing here?
He's like, hey, what's up?
It's like, my buddy Cam, you're in the woods with me right now. What's up?
And Cam is playing this, or the actor, whose name I cannot remember, is playing Cam in a way right now that is like, I hate you guys, but also you're the only friends I have, so I like right. you guys too.
I think his name is Jason Chan. Let me see. Jason Chan, yes.
Okay. He's doing a good job of being, like, exasperated by these three teens, but you can tell he likes them, but he doesn't want to tell anybody that.
I think he especially likes Dustin, but yeah. We'll never admit that, because him and Dustin have like this nice little banter while the other two are dirt bike fighting. And Cam's like, he's like, yeah, I said they weren't ready, but here we are anyway. And Dustin's like, cool, so where is mine? And Cam's like, I don't know what you mean. And he's like, Cam, I'm the dirt bike guy and I don't get one. He's like, no, you don't. Sorry. And he's like, nah, I'm just fooling. Here you go. And he pulls out a weird remote control, like an RC car thing, and drives a whole semi truck up to them.
I thought he tricked me for a minute, because when the semi came pulling up, I was like, does Cam get a semi truck? And by Cam, I meant Dustin. Does Dustin get this whole semi truck and everyone else has little dirt bikes?
I don't think he would be good at driving that.
I don't think you could really maneuver that.
The skills don't translate one to one, really.
No, for sure. Because I don't know if I could even ride a dirt bike, and I can drive a car pretty okay.
See, I feel like I could ride a dirt bike or motorcycle much better than I could drive a car with other people on the road. I'm okay at driving a car when there's nobody around. If there are other people, then it's all over for me. Dirt bike, I know exactly where it ends. Like, I can touch the all ends of it, right? And that's one of my big problems with cars. There's like 12 feet of car behind you. Who knows where that could end up?
It's always going to be about 12 feet behind.
See, I don't know how far that is, though. I also have real trouble staying in the middle of the lane because I can't tell how far to one side I am. There's a lot of reasons I don't drive a car.
There's a learning curve. It's why you need to take driver's ed when you're 16 so you can like grasp it all.
Yeah, I should have done that. But then I didn't. And here we are.
Cam calls this the mobile command center, and I think that confirms that the Ninja HQ is just the command center.
Robot Tori, or Clone Tori, rather, called it Ninja Ops last time, but nobody else has said that.
No, not in this episode either. We didn't really
keep calling it Ninja Command. Yeah. So then he's like, all right, here you go. He pops out another dirt bike, and he's like, oh, hell yeah. And so Dustin jumps. He throws his backpack on the ground. He's got a big yellow backpack that, like, they pretend is important, but I don't think anything is in it.
It's completely empty except for one thing that will be put in it.
I don't even remember what that is. I guess I'll get there in due time. So he runs, he does a flip, he morphs while flipping. When he morphs, his clothes, like, explode off of him. Like, the morph, like, shatters his human skin to reveal the Power Ranger underneath.
Yeah,
or something.
That's the Ranger form,
I guess. So he lands on the bike, and he catches right up to them. And then they do some more sick stunts. There's a lot of cool dirt bike stunts. This scene was pretty long.
It was pretty long. There's a cool part where Dustin, who I keep wanting to call Cam because he talked to Cam earlier.
That's it. That's the only thing that's the same between them.
Dustin, like, stops his dirt bike and does this, like, side hook kick off
it
of the
great.
Side and just, like, grapples a Zaki with it and slams him down.
Yeah, and then he slams him down, and then he's still, like, because his left foot is still on the bike. He hook kicks with his right leg. Throws the Zaki on the ground and then swings back with the right leg and kicks another one.
They go like flying.
It's really good. I think he just stops on one at some point. There's a lot of cool jumps. There's a lot of cool dirt bike stunts. So then they're like, all right, the Zakis are all like grouped up. And so they hit this big like hill ramp thing and they just shoot lasers at all the Zakis and they all blow up and die. And then they land, and they get off, and they demorph, and they're like, yeah, tsunami cycles rule. Yeah, baby. That's
when I noticed that they do, like, a little hand gesture, and they say ninja form when they power down.
Yeah. So unmorphed is ninja form. Morphed is ranger form. And then hopefully, we talked about this in the break, hopefully, muscle butt suit is storm form.
Yeah.
And they all get them because everyone deserves muscle butts. Shane less than everybody, but he's the Red Ranger, so he's gonna get one anyway. Nothing you can do about getting a Red Ranger getting a muscle butt suit. It's just gonna happen.
That's why he wears the red suit.
Yeah. That was such a good burn. I love Tori. So they demorph and they're like, yeah, this is pretty great. And then you're right, that's what's in the backpack. So Cam gives him a disc. A compact disc.
Compact disc.
Here's a CD-ROM that has the specs of the dirt bikes on them. And then Cam says, don't try to play video games on it or whatever else you do.
Cam is a computer guy who is also a boomer in that he doesn't understand how video games work. He thinks you can just put a disc in your video game system and play a video game with it.
Or does he think the disc is the console?
I don't know. But it's like, Cam, the only thing on that disc is what you put there.
You put it there, Cam. You got blisters on your fingers from coding. You should know this.
The only video game thing he can do with that is put it in a PlayStation 1 for Monster Rancher and see what he gets.
Yeah, and then get the big eyeball guy, maybe. Or like if there's like a dirt bike wolf. I only remember three monsters from Monster Rancher. There's a big golem. There's a wolf. There's a bunch of different palette swaps of. And then there's the eyeball guy. And who knows if Monster Rancher had any other monsters in them.
I think that's it. I think it's just different colors of those three.
I think you might be right, because there's definitely a gray and blue golem and a blue and green wolf. And the yellow eyeball, maybe there were other eyeballs, but my Monster Rancher knowledge is pretty limited, to be fair.
Yeah, this is all of it. I know you could swap discs out to get monsters in the PlayStation 1.
Yep.
And I think maybe you make them fight.
You could also, in the PlayStation 2 one, you could use DVDs too, and I know Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon had one that my friend Layton was stoked about, but I don't remember if it was just a different eyeball that was like red and had a laser or something. Anyway, so he's like, okay, and he puts this in his backpack, and this is the only thing that will be in his backpack.
Yeah, because Cam wants him to check it out, and he says like some... maybe real, probably fake dirt bike terms. And he says them so confidently.
Yeah. And look, it's Jackie. Jackie wrote it. And I trust that she, like, Yahoo exists at this point, right?
She asked Jeeves.
She could have asked Jeeves. She could have joved the past tense of Jeeve.
Jeeve. Imagine if Ask Jeeves
was the thing.
One.
Jeeve it.
Yeah, let me Jeeve that real quick.
Hey, what's the... Where's Tom Petty from? I don't know. Jeeve it. Okay. Where's Tom Petty from? Florida. Okay. He's from Florida. Are you Jeeving right now?
Hey, you can still go to ask.com, but Jeeves is dead.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this last season or the season before that. Jeeves has been fired. I just want to know how's Jeeves.com. I also think we used that joke last time we talked about it, but it's still funny. So anyway, they're like, hey, where were you, Dustin? He's like, oh, I met two new dirt bike guys, and they were cool, so I have new friends. And so I was talking with my new dirt bike friends. They're like, oh, okay. And then we cut. Then we like, they walk away, and we stay there and just, like, zoom in on a tree, and the two Beetleborgs step out from behind it right as he was talking about his new dirt bike friends. I wonder if there's a connection there.
I don't think so, because they're in, like, a navy blue and a burgundy red color.
I think he's technically crimson.
Oh, of course. Hey, you don't call me Burgundy. I'm Crimson.
How dare you call me Burgundy?
I'm Hunter, the Crimson Thunder Ranger. All the coolest words put into one.
Burgundy is for PTA pantsuits. This is Crimson.
Also, how 2003 are the names Blake and Hunter?
The most you possibly could make them. They're like, what are two cool dude names? Blake and Hunter. The dirt bike boys from upstate. He's like, where's your home track? Because earlier when Dustin talks to him, he's like, where's your home track? Blake is like, oh, it's from, we came down from, and then Hunter's like, you would never have heard about it. There's no way you would know where we're from. Don't worry. Anyway, so then we cut up to Lothor, who's scolding Sergei, whose name might be Zergane, because I heard it a little clearer this time.
I still have not heard names for these two monsters. I do have something I want to say, but let's get through this part.
Okay, and he's like, Sergei, how dare you mess up again? You keep not killing the Rangers. And Sergei's like, well, you see, the Zackies were supposed to do it, and it was their fault, but they're dead. So you can't really blame anybody, I guess. I'm off the hook.
What gets me about this is the Zackies attacking Dustin in the woods was... Lothar sending this monster.
Sergei.
It was like, get the tsunami cycles. That was the plan going into this. However,
he didn't know.
How did you know about them? And also,
that's backwards.
They attacked Dustin in the woods, who did not have, like, you did not even know that they were going to be there.
No. Dustin just has a regular dirt bike, which you could go steal.
I wish we could have just seen Sergei be like, okay, let's attack him and draw the others out, and they'll be on the tsunami cycles because they got new toys. Like, just some way that they, like, some
right
what the hell's the word I'm looking
foreshadowing?
For? Foreshadowing? Not foreshadowing, just like, here's the plan before it instead of after it.
Right. Yeah, because if we would, there's just a shot of him like behind a tree being like, all right, the other Rangers will show up with their new toys. Then we would expect something, but we'd still be surprised by new cool motorcycles.
Yeah, we'd still be like, how do you know about them? But at least it wouldn't be like, how did you know they were going to come in on them? Like,
yeah. Unless you can also, because they can just look at them wherever they are except in their base, it seems like.
Also, I think Sergei and the other green monster that just stands in the background and is like, oh, you're really messed up, buddy, could be gone. We don't need them. I think Capri and Mara are enough.
I think so.
Because they also are bad at plans, so this could have just been them.
Maybe they're just, they want, like, multiple bad plans they can blame instead of it's just him always, like, clowning on Capri and Mara.
But Lothar, it turns out, not a terrible boss. Evil guy wants to destroy the world or whatever, take over all the ninjas or
for
whatever
ninja
he's trying to do.
Reasons, yeah.
But he's like, oh, you messed up your plan. Take a break. Have a latte. I'm going to bring in the Thunder Rangers.
Go get a latte. I feel like this was, like, does the whole, like, go get a latte bit and the very extended bit about coffee, does that seem like Starbucks just became a thing? And so everyone's getting in on making cool new Starbucks jokes.
Maybe. I feel like Starbucks has to have been around. I feel like the Starbucks on every corner joke has been around since like 1996.
See, I think it was like either the late 90s or like the early 2000s. So I feel like we are in prime Starbucks is new and we can make jokes about it era. So in come the Thunder Rangers. This is also when we are told they are called the Thunder Rangers, not the Beetleborgs. That's a different property that Saban wishes he never had and doesn't talk about.
Well, we watched one episode of it, and I think that's fair.
Look, there's got to be some good stuff. There's got to be.
I don't know if
somewhere
the show Beetleborgs has good stuff, but I feel like they could have made Beetleborgs a good show if they tried.
Absolutely, but they skewed it much younger. So, like, somehow they made it younger than even Power Rangers, which is already a show for babies.
Yeah, the problem is that it had to be different from Power Rangers or else it would just be Power Rangers again.
Yeah, you know, I think if it would have just been Power Rangers again, it probably would have been more successful.
Yeah.
What if Power Rangers, but Beetle robots?
But
they
have robots.
Tanks sometimes.
VR troopers. What if Power Rangers, but in computers, probably?
But in computers, I bet. Yeah. Anyway, so they come in, they're like, all right, we've got our schedule. Everything's going on schedule. And Lothar's like, I don't really care about schedules. I'm not a schedule kind of guy. I'm a results-oriented kind of boss. So I just want you to get the job done.
Yeah, I don't care when you do it, as long as it's done.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, that's weird, but all right. And I'm like, man, I would kind of like to work for Lothar.
Hey, so the Thunder Rangers come in, and they're like, we're on our own timetable. We'll get
we
them
got our own
when
things.
We get them. But when they walk in, Capri says to Mara, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Or no, maybe Mara says it the other way. Either way, one of them says, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And the other one's like, we could have some fun.
Yeah, I think it's Capri that says it because she's like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And Mara's like, that all that lip liner makes you look like a lizard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then Capri's like, no, all the fun we could have. And she's just like undressing the Thunder Rangers.
At the end of this, they are going to be like, those two are yummy.
Yummy. They yummy with
yummy.
A spoon.
Like
Capri
yeah.
says.
They would like to hop on for sure.
So last season was porny, but this one is just blatantly horny.
This is just horn. This is just regular 2003 video game horny.
This is definitely Power Rangers for teens as written by old men and women.
Yes. It's definitely adults being like, all right, teens are hornier now, so let's lead into that. Probably still not going to be any kissing. I guess we'll find out. But yeah, so then they're like, okay, we're gonna go then. Blue Ranger, the Navy Ranger, is like, while you're getting a latte, get me a fancy coffee order. And then someone else is like, and also get me this fancy coffee order. And then they start fighting, and Sergei grabs him. And the red one reaches for his sword, but blue one is just like totally chill. Like, I ain't even worried. I ain't even worried about you, Sergei. Nothing you can do.
I like the blue one.
I like the blue one a lot. Blue Moon seems pretty cool.
I bet I know who he is, but I don't want to spoil anything.
I think it's Dill. I think it might be Dill.
Yo, sup, I'm Dill.
Sup, I'm Dill.
I'm never going to forget Dill. Why did they make that guy?
I don't know. I don't
know. You know what would have worked? Hey, can I call my shot?
Yes.
And just say that Blake and Hunter are the Navy and Maroon Rangers, respectively.
We've watched enough Power Rangers that at this point we can kind of see the strings, right?
To jump ahead in the episode a little bit, Blake is going to, like, be into Tori. And I don't know why Dill couldn't have just been Blake the whole time.
Because they didn't. They needed to get Dill in. You gotta get your Dill in, brother.
I don't know if you can say that on a PG podcast.
I guess we're gonna find out. Anyway, so we cut to a hospital.
Get canceled because of Dill.
If Dill gets us canceled, Josh, we talked about a woman putting a hot dog a lot last season, and we still weren't canceled. I think we're gonna be fine. So anyway, Dill is off living his best life, but without Tori, because she doesn't talk about him. She's over Dill. Yeah. She's over Dill. Dill's out. We cut to a hospital, and they're doing surgery, and then there's an earthquake, and a big mole cuts the power, and presumably that guy dies on the operating table, and that's kind of grim. But then we just cut away to Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was footage
that was Sentai footage.
Okay, so they just use that, because it's, like, really dark, because the power goes out, they're like, turn on the generators!
Yeah.
But we never find out if
we never
the hospital is
there.
Okay.
Also, I realized that we're getting to that point where the Sentai footage doesn't look, like, very different from the American footage. So the way to tell the difference is that the Sentai footage looks a little – it's not like – you know how they had that, like – it's not, like, grainier because it still was, like, the same amount of clear as our old cameras. It just looked different. It's just a little, like, floatier. I don't know if that makes any sense.
You can tell the difference if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
And it is visual, but I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's a little different, but they're catching up. Like, we're getting to the point where soon there's not going to be a difference and it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the command center. It shakes. They see Massive Mole. That's what I'm calling him, because if he gets a name, I didn't hear it. But they go, that's one Massive Mole.
Yeah, they did not name him. They were just like, that's a mole.
That's a mole. I think I heard him say, like, I'm, and then said a word, but it wasn't, like, a real word, so it didn't register in my brain, and I was already committed to Massive Mole.
It's called Looming Thunder, right? I just want to know what his real name is.
Yeah.
Because we're professionals here.
You're right. We always do all of our due diligence.
Our due dills.
Our due dills. So we get, so they're like, all right, he's in the quarry. Shane and Tori see this. So they go to fight him. What else? What is happening here? Okay, so no, they're all three of them are there. That's right, because this is after the whole tsunami cycle thing earlier. So they're all three here. They go to fight him. That's not a good wheeze.
So you know how Earth is Terra?
Uh-huh.
He's the Terra Mole.
That's nothing. That's kind of a Mega Man Maverick name.
That's like a Pokemon name, like one of the last Pokemons of a generation that they named.
Right.
It's just Terramole. I don't know. Terramone and Talonflame, like they're the last ones that got names.
Right. Where they're like, it's 4:55 on a Friday. We just need to name this last one and get out of here. Anyway, so Massive Mole is in a quarry. They go to fight him. He dives in the dirt. Dustin Dirt dives after him, and he gets thrown back out because Massive Mole is better underground than just like a guy would be, even if you do have dirt swimming powers. So they leave. I think Mole dips.
I don't remember what happened after, because Dustin gets thrown out of the ground.
And they're like, oh, man, we lost. And then we go to the next scene at Storm Chargers. Like, that's it. So at Storm Chargers, Tori and Shane come in from one side. This is presumably the next day because Dustin's in a different outfit. I guess he's in the same outfit he might have been wearing underneath his dirt bike outfit, but who knows? Tori and Shane come in. Dustin's there with Blake and Hunter, his new red and blue dirt bike buddies. And he's like, hey, these are my new friends, Blake and Hunter. Blake and Hunter, this is Shane and Tori. And they're like, you told us about them. And then Blake looks at Tori and says, but not everything about you. And then they start eye-fing each other
for four minutes.
Tori's like trying to play like coy because she like looks down, but then like looks back up. But Blake does not break eye contact.
No, yeah.
He knows what he is about, son.
I don't know what that kind of confidence is like.
It must be great.
I can only imagine.
He probably gets a lot of things done during the day, I bet. So they are extremely into each other. Shane's like, Dustin, can I talk to you over here for like 1 second? So he pulls him over and he's like, hey, man, since you were late, like Sensei was like pretty mad. And like he doesn't want to be like, hey, you're kind of like shirking responsibilities. But he's like kind of leaning up there and he's like, you know, Sensei got mad. He was doing that weird thing with his nose. And Dustin's like, oh, God, that's terrible. We need to go. So he grabs Tori. He's like, all right, we got to go. See you later. And they're like, all right, bye. And Blake just goes, bye, Tori.
Bye, Tori. Yeah, whatever, Dustin, go inside. Yeah,
whatever, Dustin, go inside. Bye, Tori. That, by the way, is the best joke in The Other Guys. It's a movie full of pretty good jokes. That's the best one. That and just Terry Hoyt learning about things so he can be mean about it to people.
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway, so Shane almost forgot, and he turns around as Blake and Hunter are like shuffling away in storm chargers, and Blake's like, that Tori is fine. And so Shane's like, all right, hold on, I got in trouble for this last week.
But Hunter's like, what's he hanging around with a doofus like Dustin? And then Blake's like, maybe she likes to do charity work.
And then Shane's like,
2003 burn.
It's a pretty severe 2003 burn.
It's crazy because like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is a time capsule. You can travel back to 1992, 93. Yes. And then it's kind of just like ambiguous. Like you can tell they're in like certain time eras, but nothing has been as Mighty Morphin for the time period it is set in as Ninja Storm has been so far.
No, and I think it is technically the 10-year anniversary, right? Because like it aired in 2003.
Right.
Season one started in 93. So there's been 10 seasons, but it hasn't been 10 years until now. And I feel like it's just maybe every 10 years, like, you know, whatever the 2013 series is that Megaforce? Maybe that's going to be a time capsule.
No, I don't think Megaforce was that far ago.
Yeah, we moved down here in 2013 and Megaforce was on.
I feel like we're not as far ahead of Megaforce as we should. Oh, but they do the two seasons per
series. They do two seasons at a
series.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they do one season a year, but it's two seasons per series, so... But yeah, so maybe that's going to be the most 2013 thing, which I don't feel like has a descriptor of any kind.
You know, you think that, but when we watch it in 10 years, we'll be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe you're right. So he's like, yeah, maybe she likes doing charity work. And they're like, ah, Dustin sucks. And Shane sees this. He's like, all right, that's crappy. And he just walks away. And then we cut to Dustin doing 100 push-ups with Sensei on his back. In recompense for being late today.
I have a question.
Okay.
And I get, I
yes,
guess
100 pushups is a lot.
It is. No, it is a lot. I can do like maybe 10, but boy, am I struggling.
I maybe can do
more now because I do a lot more like actual work at my job than I did.
When I was like working out actively, I could do like 25. I could do more, but at 25, I was like, I'm good. I proved myself. I'm okay.
My question is, and I guess in this episode, as dumb babies, we are not supposed to know that Hunter and Blake are the Thunder Rangers.
Uh-huh.
But as grown 30-somethings, we figured it out.
Wizened old adults.
Do they not know who the Power Rangers are, even though Lothar does? Because they talk about Dustin and Tori, but they don't talk about the yellow and blue ranger. They don't talk about them in the context of them being Power Rangers.
I think they do know, because earlier when they were on their tsunami cycles, they demorphed, and then we saw a shot of the Thunder Rangers looking at them.
Okay, so they know why Tori hangs out with Dustin. Because they're both on this ranger team. But they also did hang out before.
Yeah.
They were all kind of...
Friends. Because they went to the same ninja school, and they were always late together.
Yeah, they always went together in Tori's van.
Yeah.
Her big white van.
It was a big blue van in the first episode.
Her big blue van.
Big blue van. She's got a theme, Josh.
She's got a brand.
She's got a color palette that she's got to work within. I think it's mostly to throw us off the scent, because they're being mean, but it's like they're being mean because they are actually evil Power Rangers and not because they're just being jerks to Dustin, I think this is what they're trying to show, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But for some reason, they won't just come out and say it.
No.
Which is a weird choice.
I mean, okay, also, Hunter is wearing a jacket that, like, zips, the middle part zips down.
Yeah, like the Miz's anime jacket.
Yeah.
But just like a regular jacket size.
But like if that was a hoodie.
Their clothes are evil.
Their clothes look evil. He's got a big, like, it's not a puka shell necklace, but it might as well be. Blake does. Anyway, so they, it's got like a sun on it or something. I don't know. He looks like a tool. They both look like tools. We go there. Dustin's doing push-ups to make up for being late. And then Shane comes in, and he's like on his way to be like, hey, bad news. Your new friends are just talking you behind your back. But instead, he's like, how well do you know those guys? And the answer is 2 days amount.
Yeah. We've rode like, a couple times. Like, we've ripped together.
Yeah. We shredded the muddy gnar together. I think that might get us. That sounds pretty bad. And he's like, it's a motocross thing. We just like get each other. You've got a whole bunch of skater friends and they're total posers, but we don't say anything about it. And then so he starts like walking away like, we're friends still. But then Shane's like, well, at least I know what's important. And I'm like, well, someone escalated this fight like wild. Yeah. You could just say, hey, those guys were talking you.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating part of this scene, is why doesn't Shane just tell him what he heard?
I told you that I rewatched the first, not like fully, but like I watched a little bit of them, of the first three episodes, so because I'm taking pictures. Hopefully by now you've seen that there are accompanying pictures, like episode pictures, like what we used to do 100 million years ago. And Shane, as soon as he becomes a Power Ranger, like the weight of responsibility just smushes his personality down to like stressed out skater boy. Like, because he was like fun and cool in the first episode. And then the second one, he's like, I'm the only one that does anything. And it's only me. And like, I can't trust anybody. I got to do it myself. And then the third one, he's just like, a doof a little bit, but he's like, he just seems like dude needs to chill for a minute, and like someone needs to be like, hey man, you're not the leader, so you don't need to worry about everything. There isn't really a leader. If anyone's a leader, it's Cam.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he seems like really different in these last three compared to the first one, but like in a way that I think makes sense. But instead of just being like, hey, I don't think they're actually your friends because of this reason, he's like, well, I my feelings got hurt for 1 second, so now I'm going to burn this place to the ground. And then he's like, yeah, your priorities are totally messed, because that's a 2003 thing to say. And Dustin's like, "That's what are you saying? Tori, back me up." And she just like kind of looks down because she's like, oh, well, you know. And then he's like, what? Sensei, back me up here. And he's like, the only backup you're going to get is from your actions and not your words. Which is the same thing as when Tori's like, should I do this? And he's like, I'm not going to make the decision for you.
Right.
You got to do that. I really like Sensei, too.
He's not bad for a poorly CGI'd hamster man.
For a little weird G-Force character in a samurai outfit.
I don't think G-Force was this popular. I think when G-Force released on DVD, it was $5.
Hey, I know this is coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks. from when we're recording it. But can somebody just tell me if there was a guinea pig master in Hurricanger? If like they just copied that? Or if like they just thought, you know what would be fun? Is if he was a guinea pig.
You know what kids love? Guinea pigs.
Little animals.
Hey, what if we do Master Splinter? Well, we can't because that's copywritten. Oh, well, if we change it a little bit.
What is Zordon? Was Splinter but smaller?
And a guinea pig instead of a rat. Perfect.
Go on.
And all he did was speak in philosophical nonsense.
It's philosophical some sense. Because at least a lot of the time it tracks. The whole like inner energy thing from last episode, that was nonsense. But like this at least kind of makes sense for a thing you would say to somebody.
That's true.
So Dustin's like, whatever, I'm going to go bike. And so he just like leaves to go like dirt bike out his frustrations. We hit the track.
Go ride.
So he goes to hit the track.
It's the only place I'm free. My bike will back me up, bro.
Never even looked at another guy before. You want a fist in the mouth? Also, at some point, Shane's like, this is not chess club. This is real life. Which is just a little dramatic, I think. So
this is not just club. Is like
no, is you're a not weird... in ninja club.
You were never in ninja club. You were in ninja school before.
You're trained to be ninjas to defend the earth from ninja problems. Maybe, I assume.
Maybe say like this isn't just class. Like this is doomsday.
You don't just get a D and have to take the course again. We die.
Yeah.
So he goes racing, and he. There's a big sign that says thanks for a great racing season. I guess the season is over,
much like the party.
The party is over.
The party is over.
He should say that again one time, right? Like to bring that back, but like he should say it like in a cool fun way since he's like a cool fun guy now.
Yeah.
To like Brock Lesnar, like your party is over.
I know we're not talking about pro wrestling this episode, and we have about 20 minutes before we need to wrap this up.
Okay, let's.
It came super out of left field that like Drew McIntyre was the big choice now.
I don't think it did. I think it came from home plate, and then they just looked away from the ball for like 2.5 years. Because if you look at Drew McIntyre, he's a giant man who's handsome and is strong and is fun. And charismatic, and they were just like, what if he just stood near someone else that we like less? What if that was his thing? What if he actually was friends with Shane McMahon for, I think, a year, and that's it? And they're like, then someone finally pulled the trigger, and then the world was like, well, you waited too long, Vince. We're not letting you do WrestleMania this year.
They're doing WrestleMania. You can do it. Over 2 days, and it's going to be pre-taped, I've heard.
I'm so stoked for what that could possibly mean. Anyway.
It's going to be regular. It's just because they can't have a lot of people in one place, so they have to do it over a weekend instead of one day.
They're doing a second House of Horrors match, but they're going to shoot it like a movie, and I'm very excited. Anyway, it's going to be bad, but I mean, it might at least be something interesting. Anyway, so then we do have to get out of here pretty soon. So he meets up with Hunter and Blake, and then they're like, yeah, man, shaving some time off. You should be ready for 250 anytime now. And he's like, oh, thanks. Thanks for hanging out, guys. It's so good that there's just some bros that I have that, like, get me and what I like doing. And they're like, yeah.
He's like, it's really hard to find people who, like, are into the same stuff you are. And that is a real teen problem.
It is. I think when you are a teen, your friendships are exclusively based around who likes the same things you like.
Yeah.
And like what you can do about that. Cause especially back in 2003, because you couldn't just go on Twitter because it didn't exist yet. You couldn't just like find people online except in like forums. And that is the Wild West to me. So then mole attacks, massive mole drives by underground, knocks Dustin down. They help him up. When Hunter helps him up, he sees his morpher. He's like, what a weird watch. Is there a compass in that?
See, they treat this like the reveal of them figuring out that he's a Power Ranger. Because they see his morpher and they're like, oh, is there, you know, that's a cool watch. And then he's like, it beeps and he's like, I gotta go. A monster just attacked and I have to go Power Range it.
And they're like, why are you always running away, man? And they try to cyberbully him into staying to practice more. and he's like, no, I gotta go. But he leaves his backpack. And they do treat it like they do treat it like the, oh, maybe they're figuring it out. But then when he has the backpack, when Blake picks up the backpack, he looks at Hunter like, we got it. and there's the plans to the thing in there.
Yeah, the tsunami cycle schematics are in there.
That doesn't come up this episode, but maybe it will later. But then that moment seems like the got him.
Right.
You know? They're playing kind of fast and loose with what they want us to think about Blake and Hunter, I think.
Yeah.
So we cut to Shane and Tori fighting Massive Mole. They are getting beaten up. At one point, Shane gets grabbed by his legs and swung around in a circle and thrown.
They're fighting him. They're both like, where's Dustin? Where's Dustin? And then Tori gets grabbed and pulled halfway underground and is like screaming for Shane because she can't punch him because he's in the ground.
Yeah.
So Shane like aims to shoot at him, but then Massive Mole teleports to underneath Shane, grabs him by the ankles and throws him at Tori.
Yeah. Then Dustin runs up. He's like, I can't believe I got caught in traffic. You're a ninja, my man.
Hey, here's the thing about this episode. The theme is like Dustin is having a hard time balancing like making new friends with being a Power Ranger.
Right.
So he's being late for his like responsibilities so he can have fun.
Yes.
That's kind of the theme. But it's weird that he's late all the time because he always leaves exactly when he's beeped.
Yeah.
And this is the only time he's like, I can't believe I got caught in traffic. Like, every other time he was just late for hanging out with Blake and Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, it was beeped, and then there was that whole, like, back and forth with them. But that was, like,
so he's
40
like,
seconds.
He's,
like a minute.
2 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Walmart even gives you 9.
Right? I think Target gives you 6, but I'm not quite sure. So he's like, he pulls out his hammer and he's like, I'm going to play whack-a-mole with this thing. And so he does that.
Yeah. Terramole jumps back into the ground and Dustin jumps down off of the like hilltop that he's on and just starts whamming the ground with his hammer.
Just going to town. He hits it and then he pops up.
Yeah. We go back to the command center for a minute and Cam says something.
Cam says, like, I didn't think he was going to, he cut it real close, I didn't think he was going to show up, and Sensei's like, yeah, oh, I knew he was going to, yeah. Just watch.
Sensei's like, watch his actions, determine his, what he is, or whatever. Since he's, like,
yeah, or whatever. So he bops the ground, Massive Mole pops up, and then they put him together to do the Storm Striker. This is when they do the 100-ton drop again.
Yep.
Did they do this last time when Tori was in control of it? Or was it just like a water blast?
I don't remember. The last 100-ton drop I remember is on the magnet monster.
And that was episode two.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened last time, but I do not think it was the 100-ton.
I think depending on who is in control of it, because Shane is in control of it in the first episode and he just shoots like a blast.
Oh, I think you're right.
So I think depending on who is the one who pulls the trigger depends on like what effect it has. And I really like that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Also, we did get the 3 spotlight episodes in a row like we were hoping.
Yeah. Good job, Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Then we cut up to Mara, who's like got her phone. She's like, all right, I know one of these buttons lets me instant message him bigger. So she's like beeping at it. She's like, no, that's MSN Messenger. I want AOL Instant Messenger.
Nobody uses MSN. Only narcs use MSN.
I had MSN. I didn't use it, but I didn't know how to get AIM. My computer couldn't get AIM because it was 1,000 years old and we had Earthlink. So I was left out in the cold and I had MSN. And I used it like once and I was like, this actually sucks. I can't do any of the cool stuff that all the AOL kids can.
Have your little profile you click on and it's just like you put your favorite song lyrics in there.
I couldn't write any Alkaline Trio lyrics as a away message or Buffy quotes or whatever.
Man, passive aggressive away messages, man. What a thing.
A lost art.
Before subtweeting was a thing, you had passive aggressive away messages. Be like, I'll be back when someone apologizes to me.
And then everyone's like, either, oh, is that me? Or, okay, well, someone better get to it. Anyway, she finally hits the button. They send him an instant message that is a ninja scroll, and it makes him bigger. And then they get in their Zords. And they're doing lightning mode, and they're not doing great. And because he's a ground type versus lightning mode type, and so obviously it's not going to be effective.
I noticed when the Zords were all coming together to form the Megazord, there's quick like X-ray flashes, so you can see the mechanics underneath, like the exterior. God, that's cool. That's so cool.
I think I mentioned that in the first episode with the Zords, because it's really quick. It's just like they click together, and like when they jump in, like it goes see through for a second, so you can see them land in the cockpit. It's really rad.
But then, like when the feet come together and it stands up, you can see like the hydraulics inside for like half a second. It's like a blink and you miss it flash.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and then somehow those shrink with magic to make a skinny man.
Yeah, and so the skinny man keeps getting beat up by the mole, and then he gets pulled underground, and Shane's like, again with the underground digging stuff, and Cam's like, it's a mole, Shane, it digs, it's what moles do. He's like, all right, well, hold on, I got a thing I'm going to send you, so just go back into regular mode, and then I'll send you Power Sphere 4. So he sends them that, they put in the discs, and they turn the gachapon machine, because this thing is basically a big gachapon, right?
Dustin says like a slot machine thing, like I hope Lady Luck's on our side or something when he puts it in. These remind me, these like power sphere, they call them spheres, but they're definitely like chips.
The coins are, but I think the sphere is like the big ball that pops out of the chest is what he's referring to. Because yeah, he sends them discs.
They put it in the slot and then they turn the thing just like a gachapon.
Yeah.
But I get real big like power crystal vibes every time they do it.
Like the whole like whoop.
Yeah.
Power crystal thing?
Yeah, you, like, pull out a thing and put it in, and then, like, I don't know, I guess it's just a joystick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, like, a really, because they all have to, like, put their chip in, and it just has that same energy to it.
Yeah.
And then a big yellow ball comes out and turns into a hammer.
It turns into, a bouncy hammer? It's, like, got coils on it?
Yeah, it's got shocks.
I guess. So he starts whapping the crap out of Massive Mole. He's just beating ass with his hammer, and they do the final finisher where they stand back and they swing the hammer, and as they're swinging it down, it extends like 400 feet and comes down and bops him on the noggin and kills him.
This is insane. So it stretches out like Ivy's whip sword, but with a hammer at the end.
Yeah.
And they just flatten this monster and he explodes. Like, it's that fast. It's like boom, pop.
I mean, if it's like that much momentum coming down on you, it's gonna send your brain into your shoes, and that will kill you definitely.
It's brutal. They murder this monster.
So this monster has been he's been murdered now. And then we kind of fade out. We come back. Dustin is doing another dirt bike lap, and earlier he's like in the very beginning, he's like, "Yeah, you guys are way faster than me," and Hunter's like, getting too much air in your jumps. It's wasting time. And so this time he's doing like little jumps so he doesn't lose as much time. And he turns and he sprays Tori and Dustin with a bunch of dirt.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, thanks. And he stops. He's like, hey, how fast did I look? And they're like, really fast.
Yeah.
Thanks for the shower.
They're like, yeah, we weren't timing anything. Also, thanks for the shower.
I love Tori so much. And he's like, hey, or Shane's like, Where's Blake and Hunter? Thought they'd be around. And Dustin's like, yeah, I guess he didn't want to hang out with a goof like me or whatever.
I do want to point out, back when Tori and Shane were fighting Terramole by themselves, waiting for Dustin to get there.
Yeah.
Terramole called him like a doofus or like a goofball or an airhead, I think.
Yeah.
And Shane is like, hey, nobody gets to call him that but us.
Yeah.
So, like, they're mad at each other, but still friends. Like,
yeah.
And it's just, like, real good stuff.
I like
stuff.
That. Yeah. And they're like, hey, you're not a doofus. I mean, you're a little bit a doofus, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you're a great Power Ranger and dirt biker, and you're a flake, but, like, you know, that's you.
You're a flake, but you're a great Power Ranger.
Yeah. And then he's like, all right. They, like, make up, and he's like, all right, you two need to get geared up, because if we're going to be riding tsunami cycles, I don't want you embarrassing me. So they, like, go over, and they start getting geared up, then we pull way back, and we see the two Thunder Rangers there, and they're like, you have no idea what's in store for you. I'm Batman. And then that's the end of the episode.
And I feel like it starts to fade out while they're still talking. The endings are so abrupt.
I like it better than fade to black like it's going to commercial like Wild Force did, because like a quick fade. But I do just kind of miss freeze frame. Here's a name
and just like
then credits.
And just like a little music stinger before the credits.
Yeah.
Just like because if it was like a bad ending, or like it ended on the bad guys, it would be like a bum 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 bum. But then you got your upbeat, happy endings when they win. I miss that because now it's just like they're halfway through talking and they get played off the stage.
Yeah, and then like the big hook comes in and pulls the show away. But I do really like the theme song. I think I came all the way around on it. I don't know what happened just this episode. I was like, oh no, I actually do love the theme song. I think.
Yeah, it just fits the season really well.
Yeah. And it works really well for like the leitmotif, like how the Mighty Morphin theme, like you could use it a million different ways depending on how you played it to do whatever you wanted.
Yeah. It's
kind of the same with the Ninja Storm one. But the end of the episode, you started. I get to pick the best. The best is, I think it's in the beginning when Dustin just like goes up to these two new cool fast dirt bike boys, like, hey, what's up? Let's be friends.
I really liked when Shane was like, nobody picks on our friend but us.
That was good. The worst is, I don't know.
I'm gonna give it to, it's a little bit nebulous, I think. I don't know how it's gonna be scored.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give it to the fact that two henchmen exist, and because of that we got minimal Mara and Capri, and I feel like they should have just been in those henchmen spots.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I'm gonna say the worst is Hunter's hair.
That's pretty bad.
It's really bad hair. Y'all should go take a pic. Go see a picture of it. It's bad. Even like right out of the helmet, it's bad. Later on, when presumably he's had a shower and gelled it to make it look like that on purpose, it's bad. It's bad hair.
What about his? What about his jacket that the front panel zips down?
The front middle zip. Yeah, I don't like that either. But I think his hair is worse. I didn't even notice that because I was too busy looking at his stupid hair the first time. And the MVP is Dustin.
It has to be Dustin.
I think it's Dustin. He whack-a-moled.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
He did good hammer moves.
Also, I think the actor's name is Glenn McMillan. Dude's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Dude's really good. I think the acting ability, and this might just be in comparison to Wild Force, where it just, like, wasn't great. But I think it is, like, leaps and bounds better. It's definitely at least minimum on par with Time Force.
I think it's very good.
It's really good.
Shane can be a little stiff.
Yeah, that's like the character. So yeah. I feel like, because in the first episode, he's much looser. Like I said, he's like a lot like chiller. And then he just, the weight of the pressure of being a Power Ranger just compresses all of his traits into like stressed out, kind of stiff.
Yeah.
Not very cool.
I feel like they were just told to have more fun with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because who were the fun characters in Wild Force? Taylor was very, like, she had fun sometimes, but she was a very serious character and the best actor on the whole show, I think.
Easily, yeah.
Alyssa wasn't fun.
No, Cole? Was Cole the fun one?
I guess Cole was the fun one, but he was maybe the worst actor of the bunch.
I don't think he was worse than Danny.
Maybe. Danny
overall
was a big stupid baby, and Max was not a kid.
Not a kid.
And I just feel like they're able to have a lot more fun making this season, and that's coming through in the acting too.
Yeah, I very much enjoy it. We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. We got to rank the episode.
Oh yeah.
So we've only got three on here so far.
Do we have a document I can look at?
Yeah, it's I renamed it Power Ranger episode rankings instead of Power Ranger Time Force rankings. Like I've been meaning to for like a solid year now, but it is. From 3 to 1, number 3 is No I in Team, number 2 is Prelude to a Storm, and number 1 is Beauty and the Beach. I don't think it's better than Beauty and the Beach.
I don't think so either. I think it might be better than the first one, Prelude to a Storm.
Yeah, I think so too. So coming in at number 2, Looming Thunder. Now here's a fun thing, Josh. The next episode,
mm-hmm.
by which I mean 3 episodes, is a 3-parter.
Oh no.
So the next episodes are a 3-parter. So those will all air in 1 week because we are bound by the laws of gods and men to do multi-parters in 1 week like idiot boys that we are. So we're doing that. And then afterwards, there's two episodes. And then after those two episodes, there's a four-parter.
Oh, no.
This is why we started recording 3 weeks ahead.
I mean, those two episodes might have to be one episode weeks just so we can get far enough ahead.
They might be. They might be 2 1 episode weeks in between them.
Is this the season also where there's like multiple like four-parters?
I don't think there's another four-parter, but there definitely is at least one more three-parter and a two-parter or two here and there. Let's see. Return of the Thunder is a four-parter.
Yuck.
And then The Samurai's Journey is a three-parter, which is like two or three episodes after that. And then there's a two-parter followed by a two-parter.
Well, those are fine. Those are just regular.
Those are regular. And then the final
episode is a six-parter.
There's another two-parter after that, and then the final two episodes are just a two-parter.
Okay.
So just a lot of there's two three-parters and a four-parter, and that's really the biggest. That's going to be the biggest hurdles, and it's pretty early on, unfortunately. So, after the three-parter, it's going to be one episode and then one episode week, and then we'll do the four-parter, and then the week after that might also be a one episode just to recover. That's a lot of editing, y'all. So,
yeah.
Fortunately, I like the season, so hopefully it won't be like season two where it's like, here's the second episode, and we're like, well, we could have just not watched this one, and it would have been fine. So anyway, that's the plans going forward for the next couple weeks anyway. By the time we're recording those, the show probably has aired, so that'll be nice. Anyway, next episode is the start of, I think it's called The Thunder Strangers.
That sounds like one of our names.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad about it. Yeah, Thunder Strangers, part one.
How dare they take our title energy?
I don't know. It's rude, really. Now I'm gonna have to think up a name that's just embarrassing to them.
What if we just call it the Thunder Ragers?
See, then I think they've won, Josh. Anyway, we're going to watch that next week.
T stands for Thunder Strangers.
That might be it. We'll find out next week. But until then,
may the power protect you. Okay. How's this? Okay, I got it. I'm back. I'm here.